AM and W248DE, broadcasting at 97.5 FM.
Locally grown radio, 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM. News, talk, and sports from Vesper to Plover.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by Liberty Mutual Insurance.
I'm Monica Ricks in New York. Prosecutors in New Mexico plan to file involuntary manslaughter charges against Alec Baldwin for firing the prop gun that killed a cinematographer in 2021.
Alec Baldwin, who was also a producer on the low-budget film, was holding the gun during a rehearsal when it went off, resulting in the death of Helena Hutchins. In announcing the charges, prosecutors described a criminal disregard for safety on the set. Law professor Jessica Levinson says there are still unanswered questions.
We still don't know how that live ammunition got in the gun that was handed to Alec Baldwin.
Shortly before the incident, a number of workers walked off the set because of safety concerns. Steve Futterman, CBS News.
The Supreme Court still doesn't know who leaked its draft opinion on abortion last year. CBS's Jan Crawford.
They did a thorough investigation. The Chief Justice asked Michael Chertoff, the former head of Homeland Security, to come in and review the steps that were taken in this investigation. He concluded that it was thorough. And after 8 months, the bottom line is they still don't know who leaked this draft opinion.
Treasury Secretary Janet Yellen says the U.S. government hit the debt limit today, which means Congress will have to act fast now to avoid default for the first time ever. Here's CBS's Sarah Ewall Weiss.
Yellen warned lawmakers it's uncertain how long such measures would allow the government to keep paying its bills. But the Treasury Department estimates the government could run out of options as soon as June if Congress doesn't act.
Looks like President Biden's gearing up for 2024.
Aides to the president have been aiming for him to announce his reelection plans in mid to late February, and sources confirmed to CBS News that they expect him to do so not long after the State of the Union address on February 7th. The speech is expected to be a launch pad for a reelection effort as millions of Americans tune in to hear the president's vision for the year ahead. A precise date of a campaign announcement still isn't known.
CBS's Stephen Portnoy there. Mr. Biden is in California today touring storm damage. The family of the six-year-old who shot his teacher in Newport News, Virginia, says the gun he used had been secured.
The family's statement, released by a lawyer, did not elaborate on where the handgun was kept. The family also said a parent would usually go to school with the child each day since he, quote, suffers from an acute disability and was under a school care plan. The parents also said they will regret their absence on the day of the shooting for the rest of their lives. Jim Krasula, CBS News.
While holiday gatherings didn't spark that triple-demic the CDC warned us about, doctors say flu-like illnesses are down for the sixth straight week, and RSV is down too. Health experts were worried following a surge in cases last fall, but it didn't happen. This is CBS News.
Nobody should have to pay for one-size-fits-all insurance coverage. Liberty Mutual customizes your car and home insurance so you only pay for what you need. Liberty Mutual Insurance.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack. Sure, you can post your job to some job board, but then all you can do is hope the right person comes along, which is why you should try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter doesn't depend on candidates finding you. Its powerful technology identifies people with the right experience and actively invites them to apply to your job. You get qualified candidates fast. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you what you're looking for. The needle in the haystack.
4 out of 5 employers who post a job on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate through the site within the first day. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free. Just go to this exclusive web address, ZipRecruiter.com/free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter.com/free.
Pride.
Left corner, 3 in the way. Got it.
Excellence.
Yes, it counts. And a foul.
Commitment.
Drops the hammer. Thank you and good night.
For Badgers, they're not just words. They're words to live by.
It's over. Let's have a party, Badger Nation.
This is your radio home for the Badgers.
Catch all the Badgers men's basketball action in the Big Ten this year right here on WFHR, locally grown radio, your home for Wisconsin sports.
For Civic Media, I'm Melissa Kay with your local news update. The Wood County unit of the Wisconsin Town Association will hold their meeting on Friday, January 20th at 7 p.m. at the Sacred Heart Catholic Church in Nacoosa. The McMillan Memorial Library is holding their Teen Game Day online on Friday, January 20th from 4 to 6 p.m. Miss Alicia has a Discord channel just for teens, and this week's game on Steam is Terraria. Email Miss Alicia at teen@mcmillanlibrary.org to sign up or ask questions. Focus Neighborhood Meals has canceled their usual free sit-down dinner tonight. Focus holds the meal weekly on Thursdays from 4:30 to 6 p.m. at their new location, 2321 West Grand Avenue. They have canceled tonight because of the winter storm, but sit-down meals are planned to resume next week on the 26th. In sports, Marquette beat Providence last night, 83-75. And that's the news on your locally grown radio station.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio WFHR. Overcast tonight with snow showers likely at times. Lows dip down to about 22. Winds out of the northwest, 8 to 15 miles per hour. Cloudy tomorrow, a few flurries possible at times. Daytime highs approaching 26. Lows around 15. Tomorrow night, partly cloudy skies.
Your hometown station for news, talk, and sports. Locally grown radio is 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM.
Warning, you are about to listen to the greatest radio show ever. And due to contractual obligations and to shield our airwaves and corporate licensees from any semblance of liability, responsibility, and gullibility, we must tell you the views represented on this show are not necessarily those of this station or its management. This radio show contains differing points of view on current political topics, and due to the nature of its contents, it should be heard by everyone. Thank you for listening. Three, two, one. Now live from the Devil Radio Studios in Madison, Wisconsin, where the political party is just beginning. Welcome to the Devil's Advocate Show. Friends proving it's never personal, only politics.
Please allow me to introduce myself.
Here is your host, Mike Crute.
Welcome to the Devil's Advocates Radio Show. Dom, I'd like to call this, I guess we'll never know, the Thursday edition. First and foremost, thank you, Angela Lang from Block in Wisconsin. Wonderful organization. Great guest. Thank you, Angela. If you missed her, where were you? And also, you can always find it at the civicmedia.us. Look under the show page and find the greatest radio show ever, Devil's Advocates. But Dom, the Supreme Court investigation, the murder mystery, and Hercule Poirot came up empty, man. Yeah. Agatha Christie said they never found the murderer. He got away with it. How is this a sufficient answer? I am skeptical. A little bit of the reporting and then the reaction of the former president. You should see Trump's reaction. The Supreme Court issued an investigative report on Thursday announcing that it had yet to determine who leaked its raft opinion overturning Roe v. Wade to the media last year, but at least 90 people had access to the document at one point. In a statement, the court said that the investigative team, and this is weird language, just listen close, the investigative team, quote, has to date been unable to identify a person responsible by a preponderance of the evidence. Does that mean they got a couple of suspects? Like, it's 50-50 between Dom or Crute.
It could be one of those, but we don't know.
It is also unlikely the leak resulted from a computer hack, the statement said. Investigators said they conducted 126 formal interviews of 97 employees, all of whom apparently strongly denied disclosing the opinion. They also conducted a fingerprint analysis, and again, here's a quote, Dom, look closely into any connections between employees and reporters, especially scrutinized any contacts with anyone associated with Politico. That's the website that dropped this story originally, Dom. Dozens of people had access to the draft, the report states, adding that a few employees admitted telling their spouses about the draft opinion or the vote count of the justices. While the report notes that violated the court's confidentiality rules, It does not say whether that led to further investigation or disciplinary action. The report doesn't say if the justices or their spouses were interviewed. That's interesting, Don. Why wouldn't they ask the justices if they actually were?
Rudy, I want to know what Ginny Thomas knew and when did she know it? I mean, if there's anybody around here who has, you know, the resume to do something like this, I mean, it's Ginny Thomas, right? She was out there emailing all these state legislators. She was a stop the steal, right? Right? She's down. She's net let her activism be known. Wait, was she interviewed?
Dominic, the report doesn't say if justices or their spouses were interviewed, but implies they were not. Implies, here's a little language. The investigation focused on court personnel, temporary law clerks, and permanent employees who had or may have had access to the draft opinion during the period from the initial circulation until the publication by Politico, the report reads. Asked whether the justices themselves were investigated as part of the probe, the court's public information officer, Stephanie Grisham? Stephanie Marquis. Who was the public information
officer? Yeah, Marquis. That was Marquis. Yeah, yeah.
She was a steel drum, yeah, man. She didn't release any information, Dom. But anyways, the court's public information officer said she could only refer CNN to the final report. Why don't they get their information officers any information to actually give to the press?
Because if you did that, then they'd be asking more questions. So you let them go out there. You know, if they know, then they got to tell you. Otherwise, they're lying, Crudy.
Well, Don, before I start rampant speculation going, I'm going to read a little bit more. The leak, the worst breach of confidentiality in the court's history, became public on May 2nd when Politico published a draft opinion reversing the landmark 1973 decision that established a constitutional right to abortion. The disclosure rocked the court and left some justices with a sense of paranoia inside the confines of the marbled line hallways. Shortly thereafter, on May 3rd, Chief Justice John Roberts issued a statement directing the Marshal of the Court, Gail Curley, to investigate the leak. And today, we get the nothing burger of a report. We couldn't find the leaker, Dom. Here's what I would say. Right-wing talk radio today. Well, you know it's got to be a liberal. And I would say, no, I feel quite confident it was probably Alito, or perhaps your earlier speculation, Ginny Thomas, but I think it was definitely
come on, this thing, let's, this was not an FBI investigation, right? I mean, let's talk about this right off the bat.
We have these
three branches of government, right? Right, the judiciary, legislative, executive, right? One makes the laws, one enforces the laws, one administers the laws, right? All these kinds of things, right? Well, why would you have the Marshal of the United States Supreme Court, who, to my understanding, is in charge of security, building, paying some bills? This is the person that you tapped. And I don't know Gail Curley's background, but it's probably not investigative work of this sort. Now, perhaps they brought in some outside prosecutorial type help, some investigators, maybe. But if you're not asking, I don't know, the justices and their spouses as your initial interviews, I mean, of course they had access to it. Of course there are lots of politics going on right now. And of course there's reason to leak this early. If it didn't come out till later, you know, perhaps the angst and the anger would have been, you know, peaked. It had time to, you know, die off a little bit before the election came around. So, I mean, this is already a curtailed investigation. Was there subpoenas? I don't know these things. A little bit from the Washington Post, if I may. The report release suggests that the court's technology was an obstacle to the effort to identify the leaker because not all the printers, for instance, kept running up-to-date logs of activity. Okay, here's one. Investigators collected court-issued laptops and cell phones from all employees who had access to the draft opinion but did not find relevant information on those devices. Well, why are you limiting yourself to the court-issued laptops right off the bat? I mean, there's other things, right? Maybe they have a personal laptop or a personal phone that they could have used to go around this.
Yeah, but you're talking about the investigation of an administrative leak. Do you have probable cause? And I got to think, if I got a clerkship at a U.S. Supreme Court justice's office, I was a hell of a law student, I would be a hell of a lawyer, right? So I would wonder if a few of these people, just on the grounds that, you know, A, wasn't me, and B, hell no, you're not going to investigate my personal electronic devices. So I don't know if they would have had the power of law to actually do those investigations, but you have excluded one key party that could have been waterboarded or worse to extract the truth, Tom. The former President Donald Trump calls for jailing the journalist who broke the Supreme Court's draft abortion decision. First Amendment be damned, says Trump, Dom. Can I throw this in for the record?
Yeah, I mean, go get there, man.
I got to be serious. Former President Donald Trump is calling for the jailing of journalists who published a leaked draft opinion showing the Supreme Court was posed to overturn Roe v. Wade. I would wonder aloud, what was the crime? But let me read on. Last spring, political reporters Josh Gerstein and Alexander Ward published a blockbuster report on a draft opinion penned by Justice Samuel Alito. Crudy speculates he might be the leaker, but that would overturn the landmark abortion ruling. The court on Thursday made public a report detailing an investigation into the leak of the opinion, indicating it was unable to identify the source of the leak. They'll never find out, and it's important that they do, Trump wrote in a post on his Truthy social website. So go to the reporter and ask him or her. You didn't even bother figuring out who the reporter was, Trump. You're just throwing stuff out there. But let me continue. So go to the reporter and ask him or her who it was. If not given the answer, put whoever in jail until the answer is given. You might add the editor and the publisher to the list. I'm not sure that that's how it works. I mean,
in Trump's fascist world, that's certainly how it works. He went on, Crudy, stop playing games. This leaking cannot be allowed to happen. It won't take long before the name of the slime is revealed. To further emphasize his point, the former president wrote a follow-up post where he said, arrest the reporter, publisher, editor. You'll get your answers fast. Stop playing games and wasting time. Well, I certainly wish Jack Smith and a lot of those other prosecutors and investigators that are, you know, have grand juries out on Trump's many travails would do the same. Just arrest them, throw them in jail until you get the answer. Is that how we're doing things now? Let's start with Trump.
Now we're going to get to the phone lines very, very soon. 844-967-2789. I'm going to tell you why right-wing talk radio is wrong. I'm going to tell you why anyone that doubts that the leaker is anyone other than perhaps Alito or someone authorized by Alito is wrong. And I don't know if specifically it was Alito, but it was one of the conservatives, probably Alito. Because the motivation to leak this document was to lock in the decision, to make sure you preserve this majority, that you preserve this decision, that no one fell out of bed on this one. This wasn't an effort to overturn or get some Supreme Court justice assassinated or whatever else the right is spinning right now. This was an effort to lock in colleagues on the court to the ultimate ruling. The Dobbs ruling, the one that overturned precedent of 50 years. You know, that's a hard pill to swallow for the American people. And it was leaked early to make sure it happened. Come back with us. More Devil's Advocates. David Crosby has passed away, and Trump wants whoever killed him to be investigated and thrown in prison right now. More Devils.
From the kennel to the coop, whatever the season, Fleet Farm has everything to keep your animals happy and healthy. From training your pup to sit season, to mastering those retrieval skills season. From clipping your horse for competition season, to keeping the backyard birds well-fed season. And of course, loving your pets like family season. There's a reason people say, if Fleet Farm doesn't have it, you don't need it. Because we have it all. Fleet Farm. Built for real life.
Have you been trying to figure out how to finance your education? Let's be honest. The cost of college these days is staggering. If you have strong academic and leadership skills, you may be eligible for a scholarship from the Benevolent and Protective Order of Elks. Every year, the Elks National Foundation awards more than $3.3 million in scholarships that range from 1 to 4 years. So pick up an application today at your guidance counselor's office or your local Elks Lodge. To find the lodge nearest you, log on to elks.org. High school seniors, would you like to avoid student loans? Parents, would you like to give your child a better future without mortgaging your own? Well, a $60,000 ELK scholarship may just be your ticket to the college of your choice. Each year, the Elks National Foundation and your local Elks Lodge provides millions of dollars in college scholarships to high school seniors. If you're interested in learning more about the Elks scholarship opportunities, visit our website at elks.org. Elks care, Elks share.
A message from your Wisconsin Rapids Elks Club, number 693.
All over America, people are taking the national radon test. Have you? Answer true or false. Radon is a radioactive gas. True.
I didn't know that, no.
True or false. The Office of the Surgeon General recommends that all homes be tested for radon. True, your home should be tested. True or false, radon is the second leading cause of lung cancer. True.
I'm gonna dial the number and call.
1-800-SOS-RADON.
Keep your family safe from radon. Call now.
1-800-SOS-RADON.
From Lake Wazeecha and beyond, your news, talk, and sports is locally grown radio, 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM.
Charged, never convicted. The Devil's Advocates.
It's getting to the point.
And we are back. Thank you for listening to the Devil's Advocates Radio Show. Phone lines are open. 844-967-2789. David Crosby has died. Crosby, Stills, and Nash, sometimes young, at the age of 81. Thanks for the music, man.
You know, it's way too early for the jokes I'm thinking. I just better move on to the phone callers at 844-967-2789. Joanne from Madison. Welcome, Joanne.
Hi, Joanne.
Hi, just a quick note. Hi, just a quick note about Donald Trump, that he did a lot of his own leaking. He took on the persona of John Barron and would call various news services. But I had some great news from UW-Whitewater, and we need good news, okay, with all this sad, all the sadness we feel about the dying musicians that are stacking up way too quickly.
Right, all our dead rock stars, Dylan.
We've lost a lot of them. Corey King has been offered and accepted our chancellorship, and he's a tremendous person. We interviewed him at UW-Whitewater for the job, and I threw the toughest questions at him. I mean, really tough questions about how he'd handle various situations. He's open-minded. He's fun. We're stealing him from UW Green Bay. So I don't want the people up in Green Bay. I know we got the Green Bay audience. We've got him, and it's sad for you, but we got him. He was a chancellor for university inclusivity and student affairs up there. So he knows a lot about affirmative action. He's going to keep us diverse and proud and strong and progressive, and I'm so happy I can't even see straight. It was just announced an hour and 15 minutes ago. So you got the news here first.
Joanne, you did break that one for us.
Yeah.
And you shouted out WGBW. Tell your friends we're in Green Bay now, 97.9 FM and 1590 AM, all the way up Door County, all the way to Marquette, Michigan. Find us up there, WGBW. Joanne, any other thoughts?
Just that it's safe to come back to UW-Whitewater again. We've had some trouble with administrations. We've had various controversies, and our teams have slipped a little bit, but we're going to be back strong. Go Warhawks. Thanks so much.
Thank you, Joanne. My youngest is considering a UW-Whitewater education. And I said, no, lacrosse. He said, Dad, that's a party school.
Right.
Aren't those the best kind? Apparently, he's trying to get some sort of business education done.
Yeah, your legacy at lacrosse, man. That means something, right? Crudy almost graduated from there.
Come on, man. I got the diploma. That's all that matters.
Hey, Crudy, breaking news and perhaps good news for those concerned about the Inspector Clouseau investigation of why Ginny Thomas released the Dobbs decision. And anyway, I digress. Fox News reporting, Fox Not News reporting, House Judiciary Committee is expected to investigate the leak of the draft Supreme Court decision that signaled the overturning of Roe v. Wade after the High Court's formal investigation failed to identify the culprit, Fox Not News has learned. Committee Chairman G.Y.M. Jordan said last year when he served on the committee minority leader, Republicans would investigate the leak of the draft option opinion. Now that the Supreme Court has come up empty, a source close to the committee said the GOP-led panel intends to probe the matter.
Oh, I...
Jim Jordan's going to get to the bottom of it.
Some jokes just write themselves, don't they, Doug?
Yes, they do.
Think of yours amongst yourselves, just in your own head. We won't spit them aloud here. What a terrible guy to lead this investigation. Because you know, of course, he's got a motivated outcome. And I would suspect, Dom, and I think as you see investigatory people and legal experts, they didn't want to get to the truth of this matter. And that fact, and I'm not blaming the marshal, but the fact that they didn't resource this properly, that they didn't go to the FBI or some outside investigatory agency or body, tells me they didn't really want to get to the truth. And I don't think it's to protect a staffer over at Elena Kagan's office. I just don't think that's the case. And if you didn't even question, you know, the principals, the ones that wrote the opinion?
Right, the justices on the court?
And Alito's already been accused, stands accused of leaking a different decision, right?
Yes.
At a dinner party over some drinks with Lovey and Thurston. So anyways, if I was going to blame someone, I'd be looking at Alito. And you know why I feel so damn confident about this matter, Dom?
Why, Curdy?
Because Maggie Dunn told us that's probably the case on this show. And I trust her.
Really?
I trust
right.
her assessment. She told us the motivation to leak the document would be entirely on the Republican, on the conservative bloc side. They wanted to pressure this to be the ultimate outcome. They didn't want to lose Roberts or something of the sort. They didn't want to bleed this one off. They wanted to overturn Roe v. Wade. And Maggie laid out the case, and if you missed it, go look up the podcast. But Maggie laid out the case why it would be to the motivation of the conservative bloc to leak this. And to the greatest motivation of the guy that authored it. The guy with the history of being a leaker, who apparently was not the subject of this investigation.
Right, so what are you talking about? Here's what Alito, according to the Washington Post, Alito said this fall that the leak was a grave betrayal of trust by somebody, and it was a shock that led to a changed atmosphere at the court and made his colleagues for the majority targets for assassination. The threat to the justices, he added, was not theoretical because it gave people the rational reason to think they could prevent that from happening by killing one of us. This is what Samuel Alito, accused former leaker, author of it, had access to it, had motivation, had prior history, but he's not questioned. His staffers aren't questioned. Ginny Thomas, who's a known activist, she's not questioned. Come on, man. It's a joke. They don't want to find out. They know who it is. They just, you know, just going to shove this one under the rug, perhaps.
Alito staffers kept their mouths shut. They probably were questioned, but the old man, probably not. Come back. More Devil's Advocates.
Never hang around gymnasium, Jim.
You are the worst human being I have ever met.
Yes.
Stop surfing the dial. You've found the greatest radio station ever. Locally grown radio, 97.5 FM and WFHR, 1320 AM.
Wisconsin women's sports are elite. Badger volleyball, the reigning national champions. Women's hockey, one of the best of all time with 6 championships. Women's soccer, 2-time Big Ten champs. At UW Health, we're no different.
We're proud to also be your home team with superior rankings, like number one for orthopedics in Wisconsin, ready to treat any sports injury, and number one hospital in the state, delivering award-winning care every day. So Wisconsin can keep on winning. UW Health. Remarkable.
Less calories and fat, and oh so delicious. It's what every light bread wants to be. Leave it to the bakers of Village Hearth to have the perfect recipes that pack goodness and flavor into every package while still keeping it trim. With Village Hearth light bread and buns, you can lighten up on the calories and fat without losing out on the great taste. There's simply more to savor and nothing to sacrifice. With our light wheat, light 12 grain, and light Italian bread and buns, there's a light, tasty favorite for everyone in the family. Village Hearth, baking our best for you.
Suddenly it dawns on you. You have the perfect idea for that special holiday gift, but there's no time to waste. You have to move now. No need to fret. You're on your way with a Keyline Home Equity line of credit. The money is instantly available to you in the amount you need and at a comfortably affordable rate. Visit Key Savings Bank to set up your Keyline Home Equity line of credit. Then wherever you go, whatever you do, you'll be ready. Key Savings Bank, 811 East Grand Avenue, Wisconsin Rapids. Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
And visit their branch office in the town of Rome.
What if one day you went to your secret hiding place? You know, that spot that only you know about? And instead of what you came for, you found something a little different. What if instead of your private stash, you found a simple phone number? 1-800-662-HELP. What would you do? Would you stop and give it some thought? Would you make the call? The truth is, all drug use comes with risk. Before those risks become real, before drugs turn your life upside down, before drugs take their toll on you and your family, know that there is help. You can quit. If you or someone you love is struggling with drug use or prescription drug misuse, call 1-800-662-HELP for 24-hour free and confidential information and treatment referral, or go to samhsa.gov/thereishelp.
Ladies and gentlemen, children at heart and of all ages,
start your day laughing with Mornings on WFHR.
7 to 10, Monday through Friday, join your host James and the best co-hosts in radio.
Keep up to date on local news, sports, and weather.
Along with Misty's Menu, Birthday and Anniversary Club, and Friday's Culver's Star of the Day.
Join the conversation weekdays 7 to 10 for Mornings on WFHR. We're a serious comedy to start your day.
For Civic Media, I'm Melissa Kay with your local news update. COVID-19 testing is canceled today in Portage County at the Ruth Gilfrey Center due to the winter storm. They usually have testing services on Thursdays from 11 a.m. to 3 p.m. Testing will resume next week. Changes are coming to Culver's. The Wisconsin-based burger chain is trading Pepsi for Coke. A Culver's spokesperson says it will take some time to make the switch. Culver's fans on social media are split over the move. Root Beer and Dr. Pepper are staying put. The embattled vice chair of the Wisconsin Elections Commission says he has no plans to step down. Bob Spindell tells Channel 27 in Madison there's nothing wrong with praising Republican efforts in Milwaukee, which led to a drop in turnout among Black and Hispanic voters. The commission oversees elections in Wisconsin. Spindell was also one of the fake Trump electors. Democratic state senators yesterday called for Spindell to resign or be removed from the commission. And that's the news on your locally grown radio station.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio WFHR. Overcast tonight with snow showers likely at times. Lows dip down to about 22. Winds out of the northwest, 8 to 15 miles per hour. Cloudy tomorrow, a few flurries possible at times. Daytime highs approaching 26. Lows around 15. Tomorrow night, partly cloudy skies. A dusting of snow tonight. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 30.
The lead actor on the show, his name was John Eric Hexum. Handsome guy, son of a Norwegian immigrant's son. And on set, he had used a prop gun, and he shot himself in the head with a blank cartridge, and he died. He died from the shot. And who's the other one that died?
Brandon Lee?
Yeah, that's the other guy I was trying to dig out of my memory. And, of course, why I reference this is because I was a little surprised today when my phone started blowing up. Alec Baldwin
going to be charged, along with the armorer on that movie set, going to be charged with, what, some negligent homicide adjacent charge? It's going to be criminally charged. Could go to jail. Prison, dude. Is there a chance that he's going to kill again on a movie set with a prop gun? And I realize you want to seek justice for the family, but I got to tell you, in these circumstances, you're not bringing the dead cinematographer back. So usually that justice comes in the form of a lot of money, right?
Alec Baldwin will be charged with involuntary manslaughter. That's the charge, according to the New York Times.
And what is the possible ramification of that charge, Tom? Do they say? Usually they say that could lead to a prison term of up to...
I'm not seeing the consequence of a conviction in the New York Times article at the moment.
Let me try a little different source, CNN. Actor Alec Baldwin, who fatally shot a cinematographer on the set of the Western movie Rust in 2021, and the film's armorer, Hannah Gutierrez-Reed, will each be charged with two counts of involuntary manslaughter, a prosecutor said today. The family of Helena Hutchins, who was the film's director of photographer, thanked prosecutors for their decision. It's a comfort for the family that in New Mexico, no one is above the law. Fair enough. Baldwin has maintained he was not aware the gun he fired during a rehearsal contained a live round. His attorney called the prosecutor's decision a terrible miscarriage of justice. Now, this decision distorts Helena Hutchins' tragic death and represents a terrible miscarriage of justice. Mr. Baldwin had no reason to believe there was a live bullet in the gun or anywhere on the movie set, attorney Luke Nickus said. He relied on the professionals with whom he worked, who assured him the gun did not have live rounds. We will fight these charges and we will win. An attorney for Gutierrez-Reed said he believes the jurors will find his client not guilty. We were expecting the charges, but they were absolutely wrong as to Hannah. We expect that she will be found not guilty by a jury, and she did not commit manslaughter. She has been emotional about the tragedy, but has committed no crime. So, and I still didn't get the, you know, here it is. In either case, the conviction is punishable by up to 18 months in jail and a $5,000 fine. 18 months in jail, $5,000 fine. That would be the maximum consequence, according to the CNN article I just skimmed. So here's the question, Dom. I think there's zero chance that he ever would repeat this. So if it's meant as a deterrent, I don't think it's necessary whatsoever. But if we go by the standard that no man or woman is above the law, not the former president, not the current president, not a rich guy actor like Alec Baldwin, coffee is for closers, fella. But what I would say, if that is the standard, then I suspect he will be convicted of these charges and, you know, perhaps, what, a suspended sentence? Or does he do a little time in jail? A little Huber? A little home arrest? Or does he go to an actual facility? But I would say if you pointed the gun and you pulled the trigger, you acted negligently. Anyone that's ever handled a firearm in their life knows better. I didn't know a bullet was in there. That's not an excuse after the fact. Know what I mean? If you pull the trigger and the gun goes off and it kills someone, you're culpable, at least on this involuntary manslaughter sort of basis. I would expect a conviction if that's the standard. But he's going to have
charges of
lawyers.
Up to 18 months. You know, and obviously it's a difficult situation, right? I think of if that were, you know, my family member or somebody I cared about that was shot dead on a movie set, I would certainly want justice. Involuntary manslaughter versus other charges. You know, I'm not not up to speed on the particulars of the case, what the local laws are, but certainly there are professionals that you rely on in these kinds of situations, and those professionals all have liability insurance. So they're, you know, the criminal side of it, you know, what's the intent? I'm not clear on. But certainly when something like this happens, everybody gets sued, but not everybody gets charged.
Baldwin and his legal team feel blindsided by the announcement, Nickus said. They were not given any indication Baldwin would face criminal charges and learned of the charges in the media. So anyways, Dom, any opinion? Guilty, not guilty. I mean, really. I know you're a guy, and I'm not really a big fan of handguns. I feel more comfortable with a long rifle, shotgun. For whatever reason, handguns feel more dangerous to me. And one of the few times I've handled handguns really has been your handgun. And I recall being in your living room aiming the handgun at the television set. You know, that was my target, as aiming at Bugs Bunny or something. And the hammer fell. Now, fortunately, I had checked the chamber, and you'd also presumably checked the chamber. I didn't find a bullet in the chamber, and the gun didn't go off, and it didn't discharge. But I always thought, you know, you're handling a dangerous thing, man. And anyone that's been around a weapon, I was in the military, and I guess I was more often around rifles and shotguns, but I can tell you, you would never point it at someone. Never.
But this is a movie set. This is a prop, man. This could have been Broadway. I mean, that's the point of it. Guns get pointed at people all the time. Have you ever watched any TV or movies, man? I mean, that's what they do. Shoot them up, pew, pew, pew. Really? That's what they do. There's lots of shooting.
I'm less convinced that the guns are actually pointed at the target. You know what I mean? You're pointed at the camera. In fact, this was a camera woman, a cinematographer that was shot. Unless he shot her through the lens of the camera, if she was just standing there without filming, this was a quote-unquote rehearsal. But if he pointed the gun at her, and I guess this would have been my determinant in making a charging decision, but if he pointed at her and she wasn't, you know, behind a camera, if the bullet didn't come through the lens of a camera, then I think he's guilty of something.
If the person that was shot was the one doing the filming, right, you don't have to point directly into the camera lens to get the effect of a gun being pointed at the camera. I mean, I don't know. I mean, I hear what you're saying, but
shot they had set up and he specifically was pointing at the camera and that was the shot they were rehearsing and set up and she happened to be behind the camera and they were unaware of the bullet and he shot the camera, bullet goes through the camera, I would find that much more forgivable. But if he is on set and he's pointing a gun at a person walking around, if that was not the specific intent of the shot, to shoot a bullet at the camera and oh my God, there's real bullets. Well, of course, the oh my God part, we get that part. But the intent, where he was aiming the gun, if he was being sloppy, if he was pew, if he was pointing a gun at another human being on set, and that gun went off, he pulled the trigger.
I mean, come on! Why would there be any live rounds, any live ammunition on a set of a movie ever? But, I mean, that's
always my assume
question.
The gun is loaded, dude. You know that.
If you always assume the gun is loaded, then you would never have people shooting at each other in television and movies, Crudy.
Well, here's what I would say. I've known since 1984, I've known since I was a teenager, that this guy, this actor, shot himself in the head and killed himself with a blank gun. Just pointing the blank cartridge at his head was sufficient to kill him. I wouldn't point a blank gun at you, Dom. Not on a movie set, not in the backyard, not at the range. So why would you possibly shoot a gun that could contain live ammunition? Whether or not you thought it did, you always assume it does.
I'm sorry, dude. Are you telling me that this should be, what, some sort of law or is it some against ethical practice to, when filming a movie or on Broadway or doing a play or whatever the case may be, that they shouldn't point guns at each other?
I'm suggesting.
I mean, how, literally, dude, how's that going to work?
I'm suggesting if this is the shot, if this is the movie shot, not the bullet shot, but if this is the setup for the shot, and he shot exactly as intended, then that's probably more on the armorer. I could see putting responsibility on the person that supplied the gun. If that is specifically what was supposed to happen. But if he discharged a gun at random on set, if he pointed at someone and the gun goes off, Evan, you don't think that's what happened?
He was aiming at the camera. They were setting up a close, you know, on barrel, down barrel shot. And the gun, you know, the weapon discharged and hit the director of photography sort of through the camera. The director was injured too. Don't know how. But, yeah, I mean, this is just a hard one. At the, a woman is dead. And he was holding the weapon, you know, in unintentional manslaughter. It's sort of, it's all in the name. He didn't mean to do it, but she's dead. And accountability is a thing. So it is tough. It is.
The district. Thank you, Evan. Sorry to interrupt snack time, man.
Well, let me just throw in here. We're talking about a different one, the Brandon Lee. This is from the New York Times back from 1993. The district attorney investigating the shooting death March 31st, which Brandon Lee says he has decided against charging a movie production company with negligent homicide. So a similar circumstance and a declination of negligent homicide charges.
Well, I'm going back to the CNN reporting. The district attorney, this, of course, the Alec Baldwin charges, the district attorney said she believed Russ, the movie set, had a really fast and loose set, saying there was a lack of safety standards and live rounds on set that were mixed in with regular dummy rounds. Nobody was checking those, or at least they weren't checking them consistently, Carbac Altweiss said. And then they somehow got loaded into a gun, handed off to Alec Baldwin. He didn't check it. He didn't do any of the things that he was supposed to do to make sure that he was safe and that anyone around him was safe. And then he pointed the gun at Helena Hutchins and he pulled the trigger. That, in the words of the district attorney.
And again, going back to our first conversation on this, you know, there's standard practices and processes for these kinds of things. And if that is the case, that they were not abiding by those practices or the local laws or whatever the case may be, then, you know, then you got to charge them. If that's the case, that they believe they have the evidence for that, then there should be some consequence to that action.
Baldwin was also a producer for Rust and therefore had additional responsibilities, the district attorney said. As a producer, he also had a duty to make sure that the set was safe. And then, as an actor that day, he should have checked that gun, checked those projectiles. He did not. Woman's dead. It was a tragic thing. And he's now been charged with crime. And if you have any strong opinions, now'd be the time to dial your phone at 844-967-2789. Just don't point it at anyone.
People running it that didn't.
Burgers stacked with mushrooms on Wisconsin Swiss cheese, or piled high with smoked brisket, crispy bacon, Wisconsin Gouda, lettuce, tomato, sweet barbecue sauce, and a fried pickle, or simply topped with cheese and fried onions, Monk's Bar & Grill offers classic and gourmet burgers for lunch, dinner, and game day. Whatever you are craving, Monk's has you covered with 7 locations statewide. Monk's Bar & Grill is ready for your next game day visit and is a proud partner of Wisconsin Athletics.
As a mom and a teacher, I've done it all. Fundraisers, field trips, school assemblies. It's what we do for our children. Whether you're a public school parent, educator, or both, we share one goal: giving our children the best education. The Wisconsin Education Association Council looks forward this school year to partnering with you. Our children's success depends on it. Join us at weac.org. Welcome back to school.
Some people won't give you the real talk on drugs, but it's time we know the facts. Fentanyl is killing people.
It's a powerful opioid, often made illegally and commonly mixed with illicit drugs. It can even be pressed into counterfeit pills that resemble prescription medications. Just 2 milligrams, about the size of a few grains of sand, could potentially be lethal. This isn't an ad to scare you, but it is an ad to make you think twice. Get the facts. Go to realdealonfentanyl.com. This message is brought to you by the Ad Council.
I was just curious as to why you called it the Paul Revere Show.
The Paul Revere Show is named this way because the poem that we all know, the famous ride, the poem was written to rally the troops to fight slavery and fight for democracy. And so I named the show the Paul Revere Show because I thought it was the time to get on the air and talk about democracy.
The Paul Revere Show with Mark Thompson. Listen Monday, 7 to 8 p.m., always on the Civic Media app.
From the home of the Cranberry Blossom Festival, your news, talk, and sports station is Locally Grown Radio, 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM. The Devil's Advocates, tackling the issues you're not allowed to talk about at the dinner table.
And we are back. Thank you for listening to the Devil's Advocates Radio Show, the last segment of the day. So if you got something to say, you want to pipe in, call us right now at 844-967-2789.
Time to go into the lines. All about the lines. Walt from Minneapolis, listening on AM 950 KTNF, progressive voice of Minnesota. Walt, how you doing?
Hey, Walt. I'm happy, and I hope you guys are, too. Thank you for many years of good stuff. With respect to your most recent discussion, the indictment I want to see handed down is against our violent culture. And to help us understand that, I refer everyone to Anais Nin's novel of the future book written in the 60s, in which he describes how violence in our culture substitutes for character development and dramatic action, maybe even character development for ourselves. It's so much easier to draw people into wars, football games, anything with violence, rather than trying to make us better people. But you guys are great, so thank you, thank you, thank you.
Well, Walt, don't forget, betting on the football games, that's what really entertains the masses.
You guys keep me laughing. That's good.
Thank you, Walt.
Thanks, Walt. Appreciate it.
At least we got that going for us. People laugh at us, Dom.
967-2789. Real quick here, the union representing the Phil, the SAG-AFTRA, they said that the death of Ms. Hutchins was a preventable tragedy, but that it was not a failure of duty or a criminal act on the part of any performer. And I think that's, unless there's wanton and forceful effort by Baldwin, I just don't. It might be a little rough getting that. Maybe they're hoping for a plea. I don't know. Apparently, also, though, one of the others charged did plead. There were three people that were charged, and one pled to working with a dangerous weapon.
844-967-2789. Jerry calling from Arizona. Welcome, Jerry.
Hey, Jerry.
Hi there. I missed you guys all weekend. I don't know if it was your cold weather, but it scares the heck out of me when I lose your 950 AM Minnesota radio. I started out with liberal talk show, thank heavens it exists, in Wheat Ridge, Colorado, with Air America. Then it turned into Clear Channel. Then I was in New Mexico when Alec Baldwin, I mean, come on, an actor should not be guilty of anything when he fires a gun. The set should have been checking the gun. But anyway,
what if he was also in charge of making sure the set was safe, though, Jerry?
Well, okay, but it's over, and at least voluntary manslaughter is better than murder charges. Anyway, I was living in New Mexico when that happened, and I have to tell you this. Unbelievable. A blue state with a Democratic governor, and of course all the sheriffs were against, and the little tiny small shops that were forced to close during COVID were griping and anti-mandate, mask mandates. Anyway, They, in New Albuquerque, of all things, in a blue state, they have this horrible conservative radio talk show that even carries this horrible Dan Bongino, who blasts Democrats. He's replacing Rush Limbaugh, lives in Florida, and is kissing Trump's fanny, who is probably listening to it on Mar-a-Lago. But anyway, why doesn't Albuquerque, New Mexico have a liberal talk radio show like yours?
They literally had our liberal talk radio show, Jerry. We played out in Albuquerque. We really, and sorry, Dom, I've dragged you up and down this adventure with me, but we had to pull our syndication plug because I bought a radio station. I had responsibilities trying to keep it viable here in the great state of Wisconsin. Jerry, I'm not clear why the Albuquerque, and there was a Santa Fe liberal station as well. We actually kind of simulcast in that market. I'm not sure why it's not still broadcasting, but somebody should Google Progressive Radio Albuquerque. I shouldn't have taken that left turn at Albuquerque, Dom. Thanks for listening, Jerry. I'll try to Google it. I'll share if I can. 844-967-2789. Pizza Box, how you doing, fella?
Hey, Mike.
Well, you know firsthand, it takes money to get on the radio, and a lot of people don't put money into progressive talk. But look, Alec Baldwin, it was an accident. I'm totally remorseful. Nobody felt worse. I think it's like a civil case, obviously. But what about all the intentional? Like, let me give you an example. We're all drinking plastic. These places intentionally polluted our water, man. This doesn't have any it's not, you can't make it equal to nobody's above the law, whether he's found guilty or not. Come on, man. This is America. There are plenty of people above and beyond the law. And that's just an example right there. We're corporations. The Republicans say we should clean the water, but they want us to clean it up and not hold the people. They don't even hold people responsible, man. At least Alec Baldwin is being held responsible, right? They didn't try to cover this up or anything.
That's true. That's correct. And it's going to cost a lot of money, and nothing's going to, you know, bring the victim back, and they should do everything they can to deter these kinds of things going forward. And if he had extra responsibilities above and beyond being just an actor on the set, then with those responsibilities comes responsibility. It's amazing how that works. Thanks for the call. Pizza Box, 844-967-2789.
I just want to give a shout out to our friend listening in the Desert Southwest. KTRC is a commercial radio station broadcasting a progressive talk radio format licensed to Santa Fe, New Mexico. Now, the one I looked for that was in Albuquerque, they're doing sports talk on it now. I would just say.
Wow. I mean, how many sports talk stations do we need, man?
At least three in every market pulling a combined one share. I would just say the Civic Media app, tell your friends. You can take us anywhere on the Civic Media app. Or, here's the back channel, just for our friends. You got to be a friend of the devil, though. Tell Alexa, enable Devil Radio, play Devil Radio, and at, 4 o'clock Central Time, about 2 o'clock Pacific, the Devil's Advocates will come on. We'll play out of the little smart speaker. But don't tell anyone, because there is no Devil Radio app anymore. That's just our back channel. That's our Alexa skill. Rico, you got like 30 seconds, buddy. Sorry, shorted you.
Oh, that's all right. Hey, I drifted on over to the wrong side of the dial and got caught in a blizzard. I got in the white zone. And who do I hear? Nobody but Vicky herself talking about horrible radio shows. And old Rojo was on there. Rojo says we shouldn't be concerned about the crimes. Let's just, be more concerned about the truth. And, that's coming, consider the source.
Well, depends on whose truth you're talking about, Rico. We give you the unvarnished truth, the unfiltered truth. But, you perhaps.
I found hope in the midst of an overwhelming situation.
I let go of trying to control things that I had no control over, and that helped me find peace of mind.
Alcoholism is a disease that can affect any family. Everyone suffers, but there is help and hope at Al-Anon Family Groups.
I was constantly stressed and worried. Now I approach each day with joy and gratitude.
In Al-Anon, families and friends of alcoholics find new ways to heal from the effects of a loved one's drinking.
Al-Anon gave me my life back. I'm a better father and husband.
Are you in an overwhelming situation because of someone else's drinking?
Al-Anon and Alateen can help.
Local and virtual meetings are available. Maybe one could work for you. For information, call 1-866-200-0033 or visit alanon.org/hope.
WFHR Wisconsin Rapids, 1320 AM and W248DE, broadcasting at 90.